Amen.
Amen.
I want to sing a song. Got 29 on the sheet. I am resolved no longer to linger, child.
Seeking to rise no more, he passed them by.
I greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm so happy to be here once again. And please don't even worry, I won't take time. Because after all, I don't think I can reach that far, but we'll see. I do a good job in Lusaka there. That is why one of my sons says, when he was asked, that what do you want to be when you grow? He says, all I admire to be is to be a deacon. I think he saw that I do a good job there. So, when Pastor Verem told me that I'll share, I wanted to refuse because they are men of God, of course. But maybe I encouraged myself to say, after all, a deacon should one who should be able to teach. So, but well, I will be able to speak one or two things to encourage one another. Yeah, but otherwise, I'm so grateful to the Lord. You know, it's by God's grace that I'm able to stand before you today. Because I remember when, I think it was, you know, I grew up as, I was religious anyway. But I think towards our end of our, you know, secondary school, I happened to, you know, I met Brother Andrew. So the first thing that he told, he preached to me, it was about the original sin. Now, I was very excited because where I was in a traditional church, we used to be in a choir. So every day when we knock off from school, we'd gather somewhere at a certain house, a certain lady's house, and then we'd sing in terms of practicing and so on. So now when the first time I heard about the message, you know, I thought I'd wasted a lot of time. And I wanted to preach to anyone I would find on the way. So this time around, I just knocked off from school. And then we met as you know, as a group, we were practicing to sing and so on. So I immediately told the leader who was leading us that no, before you even go any further, there's a message that I want to share. Now I didn't fully understand about the original sin itself, but all I knew was that there was something new that has come. So I just got my Bible and then I started the preaching. You know, there's the original sin which took place. You know, I just jumbled up everything. And I told them to say, you should actually repent and stop wherever you are going. Just stop, and we need to start going to this new church which I found. And everyone was confused to say, what are you talking about? But I was very much convinced in myself that this is actually the right way to go. And I never took any time. Immediately I wrote I just resigned to say I will no longer be coming here because I found something new. Well, through that, I thank God, one of the one that we were singing with, he happened to follow me, and I don't know what he got from that. And he's one of our precious brothers in the fellowship. So you see, through the years, it's the grace of God that we are here. Each one of us, I believe, has a testimony. But that testimony that we have, we need to sustain it.
Asi chabungu ichocho chinofanira kuchifudza mberi.
Amen. Because from yesterday,
nokuti kubva na pane zuro.
You know, when the word of God comes,
shoko ramwari parinouya.
It has, each one of us has to get a portion what God has given to you. And from yesterday's morning, I was encouraged and I was taught that, you know, the environment, the effect of an environment where you are, it produces what you be at the end of the day. And we are taught to say good environment will obviously produce something good. And then later on we were taught that once you are in that environment, what will come out is God now will start, you know, will help you to reach the shore. We were taught that if probably you can't walk on the water like Peter did, you can actually be able to swim, but at the end of the day we'll be able to reach the shore. So God will help us to reach where we're supposed to be. And then in the evenings we were also taught that despite you reaching the shore, it's not the end of everything. You need to start confessing good things in your life. Whatever should be coming out of your mouth should be positive. You should start confessing positive things in somebody's life. Amen. And then there on in the morning we are taught that after you confess, you have confessed good things in your life, you are walking in the right way, you need to come in the kingdom of God. But as you come in the kingdom of God, you are a son of the king. But it doesn't end there, because there are battles that you need to fight. Because Christianity is not an easy thing, that you just become a Christian and things start moving in the right way. You find that battles now start. So you need to fight those battles. But by God's grace, we will be able to win. So this afternoon, I want us to encourage you with these few words. Because we are in the kingdom of God, yes. But in that kingdom, others become lazy to say, I'm a son of the king. You can start now living carelessly. But we should have a warning. Because we know that one time the Lord Jesus Christ told us a parable that there were these, you know, a king, he sent his servants. So go and invite everyone, and, you know, go and call them to come and dine. But, you know, many refused to come and die. And then he said, just go in the street, find anyone that you're going to find. But as they come, give them white robes to put on. So the few who came, they came in that timing. But it happened that some few who found themselves in there, they had not a proper cloth. And the king told them to move away. You know, he chased them away. So despite being in the kingdom, others, you may find that they find themselves in without a proper way. So it's important that time after time, we are warned, that we are encouraged, so that we win that battle that we are in. Amen. So I want to talk about, in these few minutes, I want to talk about the greater loss. Because as we are believers, We have enjoyed the word of God. Each one of us has a testimony how we came to the Lord. And I want to believe that that testimony is the one that encourages as we go on. Because we know that God did something to us. But you know, if we are not careful, we may find ourselves in a loss. Amen. Because we know that God, as we exist here on earth, there we exist through time. And time, it reaches a time or it reaches a point where it depletes, it means it ends. Just like in the morning, we started maybe, we woke up maybe at 04 or so. But as long as we are on this earth, everything that exists, in time it depleting, it comes to the end, at the end of the day. So we know that God has given us resources. Each one, when we are born, God gives us resources that we can be able to use on this earth that we are in. Amen.
Amen.
And each one of us is only God who knows when that time will come for us to leave this earth. But each one of us, we are all given equal time. Either you are rich or you are poor. We all have 24 hours in a day. There's no one who has more than 24 hours. And that is the resource that God has given unto us. So the question is, how do you use that resource that God has given you? Because one day, God himself will require, he will require that time. He will ask us, to say, what did you use that time that I gave you? So it's very important that as we are living on this earth, we need to be careful the way we look at time. Amen.
Amen.
So there are three things that God has given unto us when we are just born. He's given us the body, there is the soul, and then there's the spirit. All these things God has given each one of us. Amen. All these are the resources that God has given us. And then as he has given this, he wants the results at the end of the day. Because the Bible tells us that each one of us, either small or great, will stand before the throne of God. And he will require from us, how did we use the time that God gave us to us? How did we use the resource that God gave to us?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let's start with from Genesis as we read Genesis chapter 2, verse 7.
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 And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul.
Jehovah Maria Kaumba Munu Neguruva Refu, Akapurizera Mweo Upenyu Mumino Zake, Munu Akavamwe Amupenyu.
Amen.
Amen.
May the Lord bless the reading of his word. We can take our seats. Now, we are seeing here That in the beginning God gave man a body made from the ground. That was the resource of the body. Because the body was made from the ground, it obviously needed bread from the ground. Amen. To sustain itself. Because we know that if the body came from the ground, so for it to be sustained, it has to eat from something from the ground. Because that's where it came from. Anything else, the body will die. Amen.
Amen.
But this body that God gave unto us, you know, it has it is perfect the way it is. God is so great that the way he made our body, you know, it is so great that if we open ourselves, if we see the skeleton of ourselves, or what really takes place inside our body, you know, we can truly say God is there. That is why a fool says there is no God. Because looking at the way our body operates, looking at the way we breathe, the way everything is, it is proof enough to say God, our God is great. Amen.
Amen.
You know, we're just eating. We're just from lunch. Each one of us, we are eating. No one knows what is happening inside. Right there inside, you know, there are large intestines, small intestines. You know, everything just goes in place. God made it so no matter how big food you can eat, God is so precious that you just get what is needed to be part of your body. Whatever is not needed to go out, there is a lot of plumbing works inside actually. You know, this food goes this way, goes in this way. But no one knows, no one feels what is even happening. But there's actually great work which is happening inside. That's how great our God is. So God has given us that resource. And he has made them in such a way that everything is in his place. Amen. Once you find that maybe if there's any leakage in the small intestine there, a person dies actually. So everything is in place. That's how God made this our body. So when the body dies, obviously it dies, it goes back to the ground. But remember that we have three types of resources that God has given unto us. There's a body, there's a soul, and then there's a spirit. Amen.
Amen.
So the body, since it came from the ground, so whatever it does, it has to work with the ground. But there's another resource that God gave unto us, which is the soul. That soul in us, it's the one that what makes us. It's the one that makes us to see, to smell, you know, to do all whatever that activity. It's because of the soul that God gave unto us. Amen.
Amen.
But when the body, you know, when the body dies, that is not the end of it. In fact, it's just the body that lays there. But the real you is the soul which is inside you. That is why the Lord Jesus gave us a parable. You know, in the book of Luke chapter 6 verse 22, he gave us a story of a rich man and Lazarus. The Bible says that the rich man died and Lazarus also died. But despite their body died, they were still conscious in their mind. They were able to see. They were able to feel. That is why this rich man, when he went in hell, he was able to call to Abraham to say, "Please, I need help. Will you be able to send Lazarus to come and just bring me the water?" So when you die in the body, that is not the end of all. But there's a soul that God gave unto us. That is another resource that God gave to each one of us. But remember, this soul that God gave to us, it was just borrowed. It is not ours. It's just God who gave to us to say, I've given you this to see how we are going to live on this earth. So the breath of life that we have, it belongs to God himself. So I want you to understand that as we are living on this earth, let us remember that we have something that we borrowed from God himself. So if you have borrowed something, you need to be careful and be conscious. Say, this is not mine. I just borrowed it. So use it wisely. Amen. Because this soul that God gave unto us, there's only one purpose why God gave to us that thing. That we can be able to praise his holy name. And to worship him. To glorify his name. So that at the end of the day, we will be able to be called the sons and daughters of God. So that whatever life that we are leading, we know to say there's a creator somewhere who sent us here on earth. And we need to live according to what he wants it to be. Amen. Amen. Because you see, when we have this body that God gave to us, the body responds to whatever he's supposed to get. But if this body, you start adding in some foreign substance, you start feeding it with beer, you start feeding with all those strange kind of things, the body dies. Similar with the spirit also. Since this soul came from God, whatever the soul needs to feed on, it has to feed on the Holy Spirit from God himself. Other than that, it brings death. Amen. Amen. Because when you realize that the life that I have, it was God that who gave it to me, then you be careful. When the day starts, you will be able to know to say, this life doesn't belong to me. It belongs to God. Therefore, you will ask him, what do you want me to do with God? And God will lead you the way. Because whatever you have belongs to him. Amen. Amen. So we see that in the beginning, when God had fashioned the body of clay and breathed into it the spirit of life, causing man to become a living soul. Now, a living soul means a soul that is alive and can thus express itself. So it is able to express itself because of what we have and that which came from God. Amen. You know, there's a story we read in the Bible Where in the book of 2 Kings chapter 6.
2
Kings chapter 6 verse 1 to 6. Now this was a time that the children of Israel, they wanted to have, bigger land, because where they were staying, it was a little bit small. So they really wanted each family to have a bigger land, so to say. And that's what we read from 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 1 to 6. So they went to the king, or rather to the prophet Elisha, and asked him to say, "We want a little bit, a bigger land, that we can be able to live with our families." And the prophet allowed them to do that. So each one got, they started off going to look for that land. And each one had, they got some, access to go and cut the trees and to prepare the land. And each one was busy doing his own way. Each one was busy cutting the trees, preparing where to stay. But now we read an interesting story where one man, as he was cutting the trees, as he was preparing the land, he just felt, the axe was, it became lighter. As he tried to check, the head of the axe actually had fallen into the sea. And then he cried, "Say, my Lord, it was a borrowed axe." Amen. Many times we are busy doing other things. We are busy working. We are busy building, making companies, doing whatever we can. But only one day that we realize to say, actually our life was borrowed. When this man realized that the axe that he had was borrowed, it had already fallen in the water. He had no access to get it back. Friends, who only live once here on earth, the earlier the better, if we realize to say, whatever we have, it does not belong to us. Well, the moment you realize that, you be careful every move that you make. Because whatever we can accumulate here on earth, it is nothing. Leave them behind. That is why Job would be able to say, I came naked here on earth, and I'll go back naked. There's nothing that we brought here on earth. So whatever we do, whatever activities that we do, remember that whatever we have, the life that we have, it was borrowed by God Himself. As this man cried, "Oh my Lord, it was a borrowed axe." He had no hope where to get it back from. But he cried to the prophet. And the prophet, prayed, and the axe came back. But that is a lesson that we can be able to learn. That as God has blessed us, we have heard the word of God. We have, we've been hearing this word of God every day. We should never be familiar with it. Because God's word is new every day. As we started our meetings here, it should bring a revival in our individual lives. We should go back to our closet. This gathering that we are in, it should be the end. But it should actually be the beginning. When we gather, of course, we talk about God's things and so on. But the reality begins when you are alone. In that closet, when you are alone, that is where realities are. Here we can encourage one another as we hear the same ones. But the battle begins when you are alone. In there, that's where God will speak to you. Amen. When we gather like this, we'll have a revival. We'll go back to Zambia. We'll talk about the good things that happened here. But I believe it's now an opportunity for us to reflect upon our lives. Say, God, what do you want me to do? How would you want me, my life to be? So that each one of us, when we are in our closets, when we come together like this, it is just fire. It's an opportunity that we can be able to praise God. Because we were in our closet. Amen. So God has given us these resources. He has given us the life. He has given us the soul. Not just to show off, to say I'm able to breathe, I'm able to do this. I can be a great man on earth. But all those things have been given to us, that we can realize what is the purpose of our life. What is the purpose of our existence? Because the purpose of our existence is not just to achieve things on this earth. Because we have seen people who are rich on this earth. We have seen people who are poor on this earth. But what is the end result? Is for us to go down on our knees and realize that whatever I have, it does not belong to me, but it belongs to God. Because these resources that God has given unto me, you need an answer at the end of the day. Amen. Because each one of us, we are writing our own story. There's a story that we write. Each one of us, whatever things that we do, being it in secret, in an open place, that we are writing, we are recording it on our own. That is why in the book of Revelation, the Bible says that John saw books. And the books were open. But there was another book which was open, which was the book of life. And then the Bible says that people were judged according to the books. And what were those books? The life that each one of us lived. Some people write their own story. They write their own stories about achieved this, I've done this, I've built this, I've done that. That is their life story that they are writing. But blessed is a man who does not write his own story, but who writes the story of God. Because we only have one story, and that is the book of life. So if your life is written in that book of life, then you won't worry of anything. Because your life will be identified with this book of life, which is life itself. So brothers and sisters, the resources that God has given unto us, we need to use them wisely. Because we do not have time. No one knows when that time will be required from him. Each one of us, our time is coming. But before that time comes, What have you done for the Lord? What have you written which is in line with the word of God?
Amen.
Because those opportunities, they may not come twice. You know, many people think that you know, when I you know, I met a young man. You know, he was saying, me, I will repent on the very day when I'll be dying. That's how foolish people, some people may be. You know, God, you can't mock God. You know, God knows everything. So when you have an opportunity, do not harden your heart.
Yeah.
Hear the word and make a choice.
Yeah.
While you are still alive, while you are still breathing, God has given us chance. Amen.
Amen.
You know, last week, you know, there's a friend that I met. We grew up together. And the last time I saw him, I think it was 20 years ago. So I happened to pass through the same area where I grew up. And then something just came in my mind to say, they used to stay my friend here. Let me just find out, just even a phone call that they can call him. So I found his young sister by the gate. And then I... you know, I happened to ask him to, I had to ask her to say, you know, where's your brother? No, my brother is actually inside the house. He's not feeling well. Because I was in a hurry, so I said, oh, just give me the number. But something just came to me to say, let me just see the friend, what has been wrong. So I quickly parked the vehicle and then I just went inside the house. When I entered the house, you know, I couldn't believe my eyes. I couldn't believe, I thought I was dreaming. Because what I saw was, you know, somebody was, the man had finished. He had really completely finished. He was really thin. I couldn't recognize him. I felt sorry. And then he started telling me, you know, to say, I wish I would have listened to you people when you were going, you know, when you were carrying your Bibles those years and so on. Well, I still encourage him, say, brother, don't worry, there's still hope. One, as long as you are able to recognize, to realize that God is a God of a second chance. The fact that I've met you today, it's an opportunity that God still wants you. No matter how finished you may look like, God has a chance for you. So you see, when things are happening in that way, it's a reminder to each one of us that there's time for, you know, the time that you can be able to joke around and so on. But there's time that you need to sit down and realize, to say, whatever I had, whatever time that I'd wasted, but God can still bring them back. Wasted years, no matter how wasted the years may be, as long as you are able to breathe, there is an opportunity and a chance.
Amen.
That you can make things right. Amen. You may be here. You might have, maybe you have wasted your years. But as long as you are listening today, as long as you are here today, there is an opportunity for you to make things right.
Amen.
Amen. Because that resource that God gave to us, to each one of us, it's an opportunity for us that we'll be able to make things, to mend things, and walk in the right way. Because as long as there's a sun, as long as there's a day, when you woke up in the morning, it's an opportunity for you. In fact, it is the love of God in your life. That God has given you another opportunity that you can make things right. And it's not that we are clever. It's not that we are clever that us we are like this and then the other person is like that. No. It's all the grace of God. It's the grace of God that is in our life. It's the grace of God that we are able to sit and hear the word of God. It's all the mercies of God. Amen. That is why, you know, when the children of Israel were coming out of Egypt, they saw miracles. They saw great works that Moses performed. I mean, what other miracle can one able to see? But all those things, you know, it never changed many of them. They still had doubt. Now imagine how privileged we are.
You know,
we were not even there when the prophet Branham was there on earth. We just read the miracles that he performed. Maybe some of us, we've never even seen the actual miracle happen in our life, whatever miracle that you can call. But God has brought us. We are able to hear the word and believe it. What more do we need? It is all the grace of God. Because when they were coming of Egypt, out of Egypt, all those miracles that Moses performed, they will just see that miracle tomorrow again, they forget about all those things. But the privileged people are you and me, who are established on the word of God. Because when you are established on the word of God, you will never be moved by anything. You will still stand. Because what has convinced you is not because of a miracle, but it's because of what God has done in your life. Amen. And you know the realities of God. You know the blessings of God. And if God has touched somebody, there's always consistency in whatever somebody is doing. Amen. You know, we're just talking with a brother that, you know, it has been long since the first time we came to Zimbabwe. You know, some 20 years ago. And I was just surprised to see the same brother, the same attitude, everything the same. So we were encouraging each other to say, see, that is what God can do. You see the same brother Mapini ever since we saw him up to today, that's the same. Why? Because something has happened in their life. That's what God can do. But if people are not established on the word of God, you find today he has gone this way, he has gone that. Today, backslid, today is what and so on. That is not how God called us. God called us to live a life which is consistency all the way till Jesus Christ comes. Yes, we'll find battles on the way. We'll find difficulties on the way. But like Paul said, nothing will separate us from the love of God. Whatever will happen, amen, you'll be able to stand. Because God has done something in our life. It is not just on the outside, no. But it is something that God has done in my life. Amen. Here and there, maybe you find that maybe a brother may speak something bad on you. Or he may say, whatever the case. But that will never stop me going to church. That can't be. Because what I found is that precious stone that person in the Bible was looking for. In that parable that Lord Jesus Christ gave, that there was this man who was looking for a precious stone. He was looking for it for so many years. And when he had found it, the Bible says that he went and sold everything that he had and he purchased that, because that was a precious stone that he found. So you and me, we have found a precious stone, which is the word of God. So no matter what happens, we'll stand firm and hold on to what God has given unto us, because that is life to us. There's no other life other than that. There's no other life outside the word of God. The devil may bring these shiny things and so on, but that means nothing to us, because we have tested the realities, and the realities are the word of God, which is in us. And once we stick to that, we'll be able to see glory at the end of the day, because the goal of our faith is to reach there, to reach the shore. Let's hold on to whatever we can to reach that end, because that is what should possess our mind. That is what we should be thinking about. Amen. Because once we do that, we know that the Lord will be pleased. When that day comes, He will be able to say, the life that I gave to you, what did you use it for? Blessed are those whom the Lord will say, you know, faithful, good and faithful servant, you have done all your work. You have done what you are supposed to do, and you have done what you are called for to do. Because each one of us, we have a work to do as we are on this earth. Praise the Lord. And we need to keep on pressing on till we reach that goal. Praise the Lord. Amen. So I will end here with a song. Amen. I'm so glad because God has given us a privilege and resources that we'll be able to realize that it's in His hands. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm praising on the upward way, new eyes I'm getting every day, still praying as I know what the Lord God might be. Yeah.
And there is no much inside you. The body that's outside, it's just about 16 elements. But what he has said, the encouragement that he has given us, that this outward being, it's just time. It's in time. It doesn't not live eternally. But the man that's inside, amen, that's the one who is important.
Oh,
but that's the man whom you have borrowed from God. And he is the same man who is going to give a report to God. That this man who is standing before you, he has been using me wrongfully. Or this man, he took me to church and he received the word. Amen.
Amen.
The inner man. So don't waste your time just thinking you are somebody. You are nobody. If your inner man is not right, you are somebody when your inner man is right. Then you are someone. You are in the kingdom of God. But if you are outside of the kingdom of God, that's a greater loss. God himself, he stooped down to take dust from the earth to mold you. To mold you. And he breathed his breath. Amen. So that you may become a living soul. To waste here on earth. You must be serious. You must really mean business.
Amen.
We don't have time to waste.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Time is the first thing. And it's later than what you even think you have. Nearly that a little boy has been struck by a vehicle by the road there. Amen. Maybe the parents were thinking, if he or she goes to school, I want him or her to be such and such in life. But and yet, before God, time was no more for that child. And time is no more for you.
Amen.
Use this time. Make use of this time.
Amen.
You know the problem that we have. This man that is called flesh, it's also clay. It's dust. But he's too much boastful. He is the man who doesn't want to repent. If I can ask you, of all the preaching that has gone forth since we started, no one has been touched to come and repent. Are you sure of the life that you are living?
Are you
sure? Make use of this time, brother. Time is no more.
You are watching now.
Don't be a loss.
Amen.
Amen. God took his time. He even thought that you become his image and likeness. You, to be in the image of God, you, the things that you do, the likeness of God, with the way you live. The way you live, my brother, sister. Remember, tomorrow may not be yours. What is yours? It's this time. It's this word that he has been given. So make use of it. Amen. So let us bow our heads and pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we have heard what you have said to us.
We thank you,
Lord. Lord, we are not worthy, Heavenly Father, before thee. We fail thee many times, O God. Father, we come to thee this afternoon, Lord Jesus Christ. After all you have done to us, after all the grace that you have given us, Father, we pray, Heavenly Father, forgive us. Lord Jesus Christ, we repent, O God. Father, I repent for your people, Lord Jesus Christ. Help us, have mercy upon us, O Lord. I know, Heavenly Father, that this outward man is a fool, but the inner man, O God, Lord Jesus Christ, is part of you. Lord, have mercy upon us. Father, we thank you for forgiving us. Lord Jesus Christ, I pray in the wonderful name of the one who went on the cross and suffered for us and died for us. And while you were at the cross, you said it is finished. May it be finished for somebody this afternoon. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
We may be seated.